Good morning, Darren, and good morning, Jane. I am overlooking China at the moment. So I'm overlooking a river to another settlement on the other side of the river, and it's China. So we've moved a long way, Darren.
Tell us about the people that helped you in Siberia.
Yes, we were travelling along the wilds of Siberia, and believe me, they are wilds, and it's a very depressed area, and it's teeming with rain, it's cold, and we trundle into this little depressed town, and we're looking for somewhere to stay, and a little old car came up beside us and said, bike club, follow me. And they took us to the Iron Angels Motorcycle Clubhouse, which was the only place in town you could stay. The motorbike was locked up in the downstairs area. We were upstairs with a Chilean guy, a Russian guy, and the vice president of the Iron Angels, drinking copious amounts of beer, vodka and wine. But it was the only place we could stay. But I've got to tell you about the Iron Angels, Darren and Jane. The vastness of Siberia is such that there is nowhere to stay, and most people camp along the road. Now, about 3 years ago, maybe a little bit longer, 4 years ago, there was a Russian motorcyclist camped on the side of the road, and he was murdered. The Iron Angels found his body, found the offender, and they decided that they would then build a clubhouse for people to stay in on the road, because it is quite a dangerous part of the world. So that's the story of the Iron Angels, guys. And I thought, what a great little story.
It's a great story. Mm. Look, we're coming up to news time, Brian, but the weather is getting colder. Where do you head? And you've got to get there quickly, I believe, because you won't be able to tolerate the temperatures as they get down to further.
Yeah, it's getting very cold, Darren. We're heading 800 kilometres today, and then another 800 kilometres. Hopefully, we'll be in Vladivostok and on a ferry by Wednesday to South Korea. So we're moving very quickly, but the weather is against us, so we have to go.
What kilometres have you done across Siberia, Brian?
Oh, the number of kilometres across Siberia, Jane, I would say 4,000 or 5,000 kilometres across. It's just constant, and the scenery is quite like forests, a lot of forested area, birch trees, but as we're moving south, the trees are changing, but still it's getting cold. And talking to the Iron Angels guys, minus not uncommon here in winter for 3 months, so they laugh at us when we say it's cold at about zero.
Where will we find you next week? Where will you be next week when we speak?
Well, we hope to be in South Korea somewhere. We'll tour around South Korea for a while and get ourselves and the motorcycle ready to ship back to Australia. We've got to find a shipping agent and organise all that and go through that whole rigmarole, Darren. So the bike will have to be spotlessly clean coming back into Australia because of our quarantine inspection laws, and that's fair enough because you don't want to bring diseases into our beautiful country. So we'll probably spend 2 days cleaning the bike with a toothbrush.
Exactly. Oh. As we always say, stay upright, stay warm, be safe and take care. That's Brian Ricks with wife Shirley Hardy Ricks, two on board a motorcycle.
And the Iron Angel.
Trekking through Siberia, then off to South Korea. I'm off to Drummond later.
That's all, Greg. Bye.